They famously split, are competing for recruits, and now it's personal. Tonight, for the first time, we hear al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri openly attack ISIS chief Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi by name. In an audio message, Zawahiri calls Baghdadi and ISIS illegitimate.
We do not acknowledge the caliphate, and the Muslims are not obligated to pledge allegiance to it. And we do not see Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi as one worthy of the caliphate.
This is pure frustration, analysts say, over Baghdadi and ISIS heavily recruiting jihadists and stealing al-Qaeda's propaganda thunder.
You can compare it to two drug gangs or two mafia mobs. And here they are, one is encroaching on the other's territory.
A U.S. intelligence official tells CNN this could reflect Zawahiri's bitterness after ISIS rejected his attempts to mend fences. But there's clearly personal animosity at play.
Zawahiri and Baghdadi hate each other a lot. Zawahiri, from his perspective, sees Baghdadi as an undisciplined, disobedient upstart. Baghdadi, for his part, sees Zawahiri as too meddlesome in other people's affairs.
The broadside from one terrorist leader toward the other brings a strong warning tonight from one of Congress's top homeland security leaders that al-Qaeda and ISIS will now ramp up efforts to outdo each other with deadly consequences for America.
If you see that kind of competition, I worry that they're going to up the ante to try to win, be the winning game in town and attack the United States.
The competition's already started. Taking a page from ISIS's playbook, al-Qaeda has recently stepped up its calls for lone wolf attacks. In its Inspire magazine, pleading for its followers to assassinate American business leaders like Bill Gates, the Koch brothers, Warren Buffett. But Zawahiri also indicated they could work together to attack the West, saying if he was in Iraq or Syria, quote, I would cooperate with them in fighting the Crusaders.
He does not want to take all his cards off the table, because if the Islamic State begins to gain more momentum, and it becomes even stronger than it is now over al-Qaeda, and it is, then Zawahiri wants to leave his options open.